The departing head of the UNAIDS program in the Asia-Pacific region, Prasad Rao, says the region is within 3 years of winning the battle against the AIDS pandemic. Rao, who has led the UNAIDS program in the region for the past 5 years, says increased treatment coverage and intervention programs are turning the tide against AIDS. In Thailand and Cambodia, treatment coverage has reached almost 90%. In India, 50% of patients get treatment, but in China, the number stands at 30% and 35% in Burma.
By 2012 or 2013, I can see that. Right. I think we will start winning the battle around that time. And by 2015, which is the Millennium Development Goal of halting and reversing the epidemic, I can say majority of the countries in this region would be in a position to say that, yes, we can halt and revert the epidemic.
In South and Southeast Asia, the rate of new HIV infections has fallen by more than 10% since 2001, thanks to an increase in prevention and treatment programs. But there are still 4.7 million people living with AIDS in the region and around 350,000 new infections each year. Rao acknowledges that concerns remain, especially because of problems in expanding AIDS programs in remote locations in China, India and Indonesia. Indonesia's Papua province and neighbouring Papua New Guinea have seen cases rise sharply in the past few years. The UN predicts that by 2012, about 5% of Papua New Guinea's population will be infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. More than 208,000 people.
The most challenging to me is the Papua New Guinea scenario, where I think it's not just the reachability which is important, but the strength of the health system itself, which actually delivers services. It is a big question.
Other problems facing the UNAIDS program in Asia include the fighting in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which blocks access to remote areas. But Rao says the UN is able to work elsewhere in Pakistan with the support of the central and provincial governments. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.